Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, get your feet heavy. Let's go. Come on.
Jesus. Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the Daily Fire Devotion, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, and God has a powerful devotion for you today. We are in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. Again, that is the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. And while you're getting those Bibles ready, let me quickly remind you of how to tune in with me and stay connected with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live here on Daily Fire on Blog Talk Radio. Tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. But if you can't tune in live at 7 a.m., ensure that you get the recording text straight to you by following Daily Fire. That way you can share the word, you can listen to it at any time throughout the day when you have a break, and you can bless someone else's soul with the teaching. Follow by texting the letters DF to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text which includes today's teaching. Again, text the letters DF, that's D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. Finally, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. You can see prior sermons, send me your prayer requests, your testimonies, donate to the ministry, see everything else that you need to see on rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. All right, let's get into this word. We're in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, reading from the KJV. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is, now is the time to speak. The Christian's role in social justice. Now is the time to speak. It's a time to speak up. The role of a Christian in social justice. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, all around our nation, we are seeing chaos. And we are seeing issues of rampant and widespread, ongoing police brutality against unarmed black men and women to the point of just killing black men and women. We as a nation dealt with the murder of George Floyd. We're still dealing with Breonna Taylor. There was Elijah, and there are just so many hashtags over the past few years. And I'm not here speaking from the perspective of any political party, because the truth is that whether it was under Trump or whether it's under Obama, the widespread killing of black men and women by police has been ongoing. There were hashtags when Obama was in office, just like their hashtags we're dealing with of their names when Trump is in office. So this is not a political teaching, because on Daily Fire, I don't do politics. I only do Jesus. It's a Christian devotion. So I don't care what your race is. I don't care what your political party is. I don't care what perspective you're trying to present, because as an attorney, I have both sued police officers and represented police officers. So my stance is proven. I just look at the facts and I seek righteous judgment, because as Christians, that's what we should be doing, regardless of the situation. So as I just said, I've represented police officers and I've represented the people that police officers have brutalized. So we as Christians have to be able to righteously judge a situation and not allow any particular affiliation to override the affiliation we have with Christ. If the police are wrong, you got to be able to say the police are wrong. If the person is wrong, the citizen is wrong, you got to be able to say the citizen is wrong. Because when you get so caught up in a particular affiliation, a party, that you can no longer judge righteously, speak righteously, pray righteously, intercede righteously, then you as a Christian, you lose your credibility. And your credibility as a Christian is key, because as Christians, we will judge the world. And if you cannot judge impartially, Jesus, then your role in advocacy has been tainted. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, that I read unto you, the word of God lets us know there is a time and a place for everything, including not only the time to keep silent, but a time to speak. Including not only a time to love, but it says a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. This is important, because as Christians, we've allowed Satan to trick us and opponents and detractors to trick us into thinking that a Christian means you never speak up about anything. You never speak out about anything. You can never be angry about anything. Everything is supposed to be come by God. No, no, no. There's a time to speak up and there's a time to speak out. And whenever there is unrighteousness and injustice going on, that is your time to speak. Glory. Hallelujah. In the book of Amos, in the Old Testament, chapter 5, verse 24, we read the scripture often quoted by the late, great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. But let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like a mighty stream. As a Christian, we have a role to play in social justice. It is to speak up and to speak out for those who cannot speak up or speak out for themselves. And we must continue to do so until justice rolls down like waters, meaning that justice is ongoing and of its own volition. It takes care of itself, and righteousness is pervasive like a mighty stream. But until that time, until we can no longer women being shot while they're asleep, the application of excessive force. She's not even a threat. She's in her home sleep, no gun drawn. So the use of the force by the officer is extremely and overwhelmingly disproportionate to what he has encountered until we no longer see Black men being shot in the back multiple times, and then people try to justify it by going into whatever the prior history of the person was. The use of force matrix is not dealing with whatever the prior history of what the person was, but at the time that the officer applied the force, was there an immediate threat, a serious threat to the officer's life? And here we are seeing a man shot multiple times in the back. His back was turned. Stop justifying excessive force. Now, as I said, there are times, hallelujah, that the officer is justified. I am one who truly believes, based on the facts, that there are very good officers out there giving their lives every day, doing everything right, just like there are bad officers out there every day. The uniform does not make an officer good. The uniform only gives you the authority to be who you already are at heart. If you're a righteous person, you'll be a righteous officer. If you're an unrighteous or racist person, you'll be an unrighteous or racist officer, because the badge gives you the authority to do what you can't do when you don't have the badge, and that is to operate under color of law, or to operate under the authority of law. So as Christians, we have a role to play in social justice. It is to cry loud and spare not. In the book of John, chapter 2, verse 15. I love to give this scripture because people always just want to talk about the quiet Jesus, the meek Jesus, the loving Jesus. But in the book of John, chapter 2, 15, after Jesus had walked into his Father's house, and it says in the temple he found men selling cattle and sheep and doves and money changers. It said in verse 15, so he made a whip out of cords. This is Jesus who did that. And drove all from the temple courts. That was Jesus who did that. Both sheep and cattle, he poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. I said that was Jesus who poured out the coins. That was Jesus who turned the tables over in the temple. The role of the Christian in social justice is to turn the tables over until righteousness prevails. As an attorney who's also an evangelist, many times people only know that knights are Rossi until the other Rossi has to come out and fighting for our clients. And when I do, sometimes they get so surprised. They say, oh my God, I was only accustomed to you being the smiling, laughing Rossi. I say, you're looking for the John 3:16 Rossi, when there's a need for me to be the John 2:15 Rossi. I turn tables over to bring about justice for my clients. The role of the Christian in social justice is to turn tables over in the spirit, turn tables over naturally to bring about the righteous judgment that should be associated with us. Get out of worrying about if you're a Democrat. Stop worrying about being a Republican. Stop worrying about how many people like you. Stop worrying about how many people share what you post on social media, and stand up for what is right. There is a time and place for every. Hallelujah. Our last scripture before we go into prayer. In the book of Matthew 10:34. Jesus said, think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send or bring peace, but a sword. Glory. Jesus fought for the righteousness of the kingdom. He called the Pharisees and Sadducees vipers and hypocrites. He called a spade because his mission was to bring about the kingdom of God on earth, to save souls and change lives, that people may go to heaven. As a Christian, you must know what your mission is. And in everything you do, that mission of saving toes and standing for righteousness must be at the forefront. It must be more important than picking a political candidate based on race, based on gender, based on political affiliation, based on socioeconomic status. You have to be able to look at the history of people and deal with the facts, whether you like them or not. You have to be able to look at their platforms and to ask, does the platform align with the kingdom of God? You have to be able to look at incidences of social justice and police brutality, and you have to be able to deal with the facts, whether they're favorable or disfavorable for your position. The role of the Christian in social justice is to speak up. As we prepare to go into prayer, now is the time to speak. Will you speak? Will you speak up? Will you speak up? God is looking for Christians who are not afraid. Will you speak up? Let's go into prayer. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Our souls are heavy because all around us we see a nation and a world in tatters. People are dying. People no longer know how to disagree respectfully. People are name-calling. People are losing friendship over politics and social justice issues. Families are becoming irreparably divided. People are saying things to folks that they won't be able to take back when this is over. People are losing jobs, separating and divorcing over politics. People, Father, are in need of a Savior, and you are that one. People are in need of the ability to know how to judge facts and how to stand up and speak out with righteous anger. Righteous anger. Righteous being the key word. How to destroy the issue. How to fight aggressively for righteousness without attacking the person. Help us, Jesus. Father, now is the time for us to stand up. Now is the time for us to speak out. And to speak up and speak out in such a way that we deal with the truth while yet leading souls to Christ. But Father, we can't do so because we're out of order ourselves. Help us, Jesus. Now, Father, I pray that you would revive us, renew us, restore us to you. Ooh. With that fiery, passionate love of Christ that causes us to fight for justice while yet still having compassion on souls. That lets us know how to be a John 2:15 Christian, turning the tables over for righteousness, not for our own ego, but as you did, for the kingdom's sake. Hallelujah. Father, I pray for everyone listening right now and those who will listen to the recording later, that we will get back into our prayer closets, that we will spend time with you again, that we will seek your face, that we will turn from our wicked ways, that we will seek you to forgive and heal the land, because we will be lights speaking up in darkness in such ways, Father, that we bring about justice and salvation, deliverance at the same time. Now, Lord, I pray for everyone listening that you bless them, you save them, sanctify and deliver. Fill them with your spirit. Answer their prayers. Make ways and open doors. That you heal their body and heal their finances. That you reconcile their families. And that you bless them on their jobs. Bless them in the city and bless them in the field. Bless them when they rise and bless them when they lie down. Bless them coming in and bless them going out. Bless them not to be afraid to speak up for righteousness. Till justice runs down like water and righteousness as a mighty stream. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Everyone say, I will no longer be silent. I will speak up. I will speak out from the point of righteousness for righteousness' sake. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let me do the altar call, then I'll end with your task for today. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who have been name calling other people, for those of you who have not been judging the facts, but have allowed your affiliations to override your affiliation with Christ, whether it's a political affiliation, racial affiliation, gender affiliation, so much so that you could no longer judge the facts, and it caused you to be ineffective and to taint your credibility and witness. Because when you had to deal with facts, you had none. It was only your opinions used for argument instead of facts used for persuasion. Repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sins. I ask you to help me to be an independent investigator of facts, to research the issues objectively and independently, so that when I judge, glory, I judge right. When I speak up, I'm not tainted. My credibility is not lost. My argument is not predicated on fallacy, so that I am a keeper of righteousness. My vote is for righteousness. My argument is for righteousness. My persuasion is for the righteousness of the kingdom, because I judge everything by the word of God. Now, Lord, I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now I confess that I am saved. Now I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now I confess that I am a righteous warrior executing righteous judgment. And because of that, I change the world. In the name of Jesus, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Make sure you're spending time with God every day, including your time here with me on Daily Fire Devotion, Monday through Friday, live at 7 a.m. Eastern. Follow by texting DF to 33222 now so that you can get this teaching sent to you if you're not tuning in live. And then you can share this word with others. Glory. The time to speak up. The role of the Christian in social justice. And you'll be able to forward the text and others can hear this teaching every day. Today and every day, once you follow, you'll get the text at 8 a.m. Eastern. All right, now, your task for today is to speak up and speak out about social justice as a righteous person dealing with the facts. You must speak up and speak out. Lives are being taken. There is a rampant, excessive application of force. We're not talking about where the people are fighting the police or saying that they were trying to flee. We're talking about people being shot and killed in their bed, shot in the back, clinging to life. multiple times right in front of their children. So it is irrefutable that they were not posing an imminent or immediate threat to the life or serious bodily injury to the officer. They're in their bed asleep. They're shot in the back. They're on the ground, handcuffed. They're on the ground saying, "I can't breathe," while the life is being suffocated right out of them. Will you stand for righteousness from a point of righteousness because you are righteous? Christian has a role to play. See you live tomorrow. Share this word. I'm Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams. We've had enough. Thank you.
It's been a long